Joining me live on the air this morning is Sarah Barman. Sarah is the Drinking Water Program Manager with the Environmental Protection Agency, and we'll have a chance to talk with Sarah on about the EPA and their recent conversations with the town of Afton regarding the water system and the periodic spring. And of course, we've had Violet Sanderson and other officials with the town on to discuss this in the upcoming public meeting later in September, but definitely want to have the EPA on as well. So good morning, Sarah. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your program today. I'm doing well.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time to talk about this. We've had Violet Sanderson and some other members of the town of Afton on the air to share kind of what's been going on and to promote this upcoming public meeting, but wanted to get what the EPA is doing here. And so appreciate your time. First off, Sarah, tell us your background as far as how long you've been with the EPA and what your role is. What do you do day in and day out?
Yeah, so I, as you said, I manage the Safe Drinking Water branch in the EPA regional office. Across Wyoming, EPA works directly with cities, towns, and all public water systems on drinking water issues. That's typically a role that states have. However, the state of Wyoming has not pursued that role, which is why EPA is involved here. So as a result, EPA is the regulatory agency for drinking water and shares responsibility with the town for making sure that water in Afton is safe to drink. So that's really our role here.
Understood. So that being said, I do understand that some of the Wyoming agencies have been involved with this, not from an oversight, but just to be involved, like the Wyoming's DEQ and some other groups are certainly part of this conversation, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Well, Sarah Barman again is on the air this morning. Sarah, let's talk about this. What's happening? Basically, in a nutshell, if you could summarize what the EPA is seeing here with the periodic springs and what you've communicated to the town of Afton.
Sure. So we review all groundwater sources in Wyoming every 3 to 5 years through the sanitary survey process. And these surveys include an on-site review by EPA staff or contractors of the water source, as well as the treatment and distribution systems. So we started to look more closely at Afton's periodic spring after a couple of intense rainfall events were followed by high turbidity or cloudiness in the periodic spring water. We met with the town of Afton, with the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality, who, as you mentioned, has been involved, and the Wyoming Association of Rural Water Systems, and discuss the idea of collecting additional samples from the periodic spring just to see if there was evidence of surface water influence. That would mean if there were surface water influence, that the water may have organisms that can cause illness if not treated. So EPA ended up collecting 2 microscopic particulate analysis samples. Both of those samples showed the presence of macroorganisms that require sunlight to grow. So they're only found in surface water. And specifically here, we found fairly high counts of chlorophyll-containing algae. The sample collected in August of last year, 2021, showed high levels of these organisms. So these sample results are part of the basis for EPA's preliminary determination that the periodic spring is what is called groundwater under the direct influence of surface water. So right now, our proposal is that we're making 2 preliminary determinations. First, as I just mentioned, that the periodic spring is under the direct influence of surface water. And second, that filtration is required.
Gotcha.
I just want to explain those determinations a little bit. Groundwater under the direct influence of surface water is water beneath the surface of the ground that exhibits certain characteristics that indicate that direct connection to a surface water source. And as I mentioned earlier, this makes the source vulnerable to contamination from pathogens. So things like parasites, Giardia, and Cryptosporidium that are resistant to chlorine. And in terms of our rationale, EPA is using several kinds of data to support the first, that groundwater under the direct influence of surface water determination. So first, the samples from a periodic spring that I just mentioned that show the algae were present in the spring water. And as I said, the algae require sunlight to grow, so they're only found in surface water. Second, there have been elevated turbidity events at the periodic spring spanning several decades. Turbidity in groundwater is typically very constant, so these types of changes in turbidity are a sign of surface water influence. Third, the fact that the temperature of the water discharging from the periodic spring changes based on snowmelt. And fourth, there are studies that show the periodic spring discharges from a formation that has enlarged cracks or channels in the rock, and that allows for the rapid transport of water and any harmful microorganisms that may be present to enter Afton's water supply. So for the second determination that filtration is required, we're proposing that relying in part because of on the turbidity or the cloudiness of the water that I was just talking about. And for the periodic spring, some of the turbidity levels documented there in the past have exceeded the allowable levels to avoid filtration.
Sarah Barman with the EPA Drinking Water Program Manager explaining the reasoning behind what's happening with the water system. And Sarah, just a couple quick questions here before we have to run out of time and close out. The town of Afton's been adamant that there's nothing currently wrong with the system, but this filtration system is being proposed because maybe there could potentially down the road at some point be a problem. But currently nothing is wrong right now. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, the town of Afton is in compliance with the Safe Drinking Water Act. These determinations really are about whether we are properly applying the regulations to the town of Afton. So, you know, as I just went over, we have this data and information that we're considering and using as a rationale. And, you know, we have heard concerns and questions from the town of Afton. That's why we're having this hearing. We have detailed information about the preliminary determinations and a lot of supporting data that we've relied upon available online. But we are taking comments on these preliminary determinations, and we're holding a public hearing in Afton to listen to comments from the town and the community. And we really especially want to hear any information that we missed in our review or any flaws in our analysis or in the science and the data we're relying on to support these proposed decisions.
So this public hearing and this public comment period is happening Tuesday, September 27th at Star Valley High School. An entire community is able to come to that, correct, Sarah? That's just open to anybody that would like to attend.
That's right. Yeah, it's a public hearing. It will be there. There's a way to register in advance, and I would recommend that, especially for people who would like to speak, because registration will reserve your spot in line. But you can also just show up and sign up that day. And there are other ways to provide comments if that September 27th hearing date doesn't work for folks. They can also submit comments online through the docket at regulations.gov or submit comments by mail. We are accepting written comments starting today, September 1st, through October 4th.
That's Sarah Barman with the Environmental Protection Agency, Drinking Water Program Manager. Sarah, appreciate your time. Anything else on this we missed that you would like to mention today?
You know, I'll just close by saying that EPA's goal is to protect public health in the town of Afton. And as I said, we share that responsibility with the town. I know we all have that shared interest. And these determinations are preliminary, and we really hope to get additional input to inform our final decision. Thanks for taking the time this morning to discuss this issue.
Absolutely, Sarah. Thank you so much for your time. That public hearing, September 27th at Star Valley High School. Sarah Barman, Drinking Water Program Manager with the EPA. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.